Rescue teams have continued to dig through the rubble, hoping against hope to find survivors. But only 6 people were found alive after Thursday's deadly Russian strike hit a sole cafe and store in the Ukrainian village of Rosa. More than 50 people gathered for a dead soldier's wake were killed. There was a reburial for a fighter who had been buried somewhere else before. People gathered for a memorial ceremony. Then a missile struck, says Rosa villager Oleksandr Mykovachi. Many people died. My mother, my brother, and my sister-in-law, he adds, fighting back tears.
Mama, brat, istka.
The first funerals are now underway following 3 days of mourning in this area, as the tragedy impacted virtually all families here. A female psychologist of the State Emergency Service accompanies a woman who can barely walk as she mourns her loved ones. There was more Sorrow Sunday in other parts of Ukraine, such as in the industrial city of Konstantinivka, where 4 people, including a 9-year-old girl, were reportedly injured in a suspected Russian rocket strike. And a 27-year-old woman and her 9-month-old baby are among those wounded in a Russian attack on the Kherson region in southern Ukraine, said its governor Oleksandr Prokudin. He explained that the woman and the infant were hospitalized with moderate wounds, while a 33-year-old Red Cross medic was also injured. Several houses and natural gas pipelines were damaged in the attack. Many more people are being killed and wounded on the battlefields. Kiev claims some 580 Russian troops have been killed during fighting over the last day, though these figures were complex to verify independently. Yet military experts say hundreds of thousands of people, many of them soldiers, have been killed or injured since Russia's invasion of Ukraine began in February last year. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.